going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to deploy, had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy ain't Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof, like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be, you can watch. On YouTube reviewing for French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Oh, that music, Vlad. I got this. Not feeling so good, you know. Kind of woke up this morning. Bark off, you know. And all of a sudden, it's been gone for months, Leroy, but all of a sudden, I was up chucking all night. I don't know, man. I don't feel so good.
I know what you got.
It's crazy.
It happens. It happens to many Florida residents.
This time of year?
This time of year. Yeah, it usually comes right after Easter, you know, right before, prom season.
Get a little new strain of cat fever! That's how you start the playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. That is how you start the playoffs.
Hey, somewhere Denny Green is looking down and saying, they are who we thought they were.
Goodness gracious. I mean, just see, in wait, waves last night.
You see how they got their feet wet in the first period?
Wow. Man, did I miss Matthew Tkachuk. That guy's good.
You know what I realized? That it seemed like the game plan was to never shoot the puck at the goal. To always, like, tip it in or something. Like, it was a weird thing, wasn't it? Like,
pucks at nets, dude. Put a lot of traffic in front of Vasilevskiy. But I mean, Benny right off the bat, just with the deflection. And then, I mean, of course they're gonna baby Kucherov, sweet baby Kucherov. Tkachuk was too rough with him.
Hey Vlad, I consider myself a very athletic man, played a bunch of sports, right? I am amazed at how they deflect shots.
Oh, it's different at 90 to 100 miles per hour.
It's crazy, right? Like, super how impressive. And it's perfect every time. Now, I will say this. Our guy, Marchand, he had a little Kalaire wear in him yesterday.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. He was in spots and he was whiffing a little bit. You know, it was.
I'm like, whoa.
Got his first point, though. Point. He's on the board. He's on the board. But, dude, I mean, like, and look, shout out to Nate Schmidt coming in there and having a great Panthers playoff debut, couple goals for
guy.
Him.
I'm like, who's the
huge
new guy?
Huge pair. But Kachuk's the story of the game yesterday. I mean, like, there's no doubt about it. Just coming in there because he just puts – you just berate them and just, like, he you could see him just eat it up. Like, he's so happy to be back. He's like, this has been a long 2 months. And guess what, Lightning? Hey, it ain't so fun when the Panthers got the cap shenanigans gun, is it?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't so fun, is it?
Remember, they did it, what, was it 2 years ago or last year? 2 years ago with Kucherov.
Oh, yeah. Remember. Oh, we remember with their nonsense that they're, hey, guess what? You know what they say, Tampa Bay? The sincerest form of flattery is imitation. So congratulations. You just put the blueprint there for us. We loaded up. We got into the playoffs with more sec. And by the way, Ekblad's coming back in game three. And by the way, Ekblad's coming back too. They are, I mean, put on your damn scuba tank, Leroy, because this team is deep.
Yeah, they are.
Woo! What a time, man. Let's get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory of the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Cats win yesterday, 6-2, taking game one of their first-round series against the dastardly Tampa Bay Lightning. Kachuk with 3 points in his return, 2 goals, and an assist. Nate Schmidt had a huge pair. The Sam scored in the first period. Bennett and Rhino getting out there. And Sam O getting in with his first playoff point as well. Game two is tomorrow. Early start tomorrow, just for everybody's notation, 6:30. That's got to be an NFL draft thing, yeah? Like, is that the reason?
No, there's so many games.
Gary Bettman's stupid.
Basketball's doing that too.
No, Gary Bettman's stupid. NBA ain't budging. NBA don't budge. You already know NBA is always going to be 7, 7:30, 9:30, 10 p.m. Those are the games.
I assume Vlad, it was NFL. Like,
no, it wasn't NFL. Draft. No. The networks who control the schedule did the, you know, dumb thing by having – no, because look, this series, which is the shortest travel, is the one that started the latest.
And the other one that was weird yesterday, they started
Vegas at 11.
11:30.
Right, because dumbass Gary Bettman and the NHL allowed TNT and ESPN to set up the schedule to the point this is why, once again,
and they put basketball first.
South Florida's getting screwed on Saturday because they don't know how to capitalize on making a good schedule.
It was wild. I assume that they were just scared. But, yeah, you're right. That Minnesota game yesterday, and everybody in Minnesota was pissed. Like, this is a 10 o'clock local start for us. What the hell is this?
Yeah, because their dumbass don't know how to end the season, right? Waited till Thursday of last week to end the season when they have a playoff that starts 2 days later.
You know what's crazy? Man, from a player's perspective, dude, we used to hate those. Like, Monday Night Football, you love playing on Monday Night Football. It seems like it never starts. It seems like you're starting or Sunday night. It seems like you're starting the game the next morning because you're not going to get home till 2 o'clock. And then when you have these late games, you have extra timeouts, a long halftime. The game never ends.
We'll get more into it, of course. Cat Talk coming up. We're going to have Eric Reed join us later on this hour as well, as we got game two tonight, Heat and Cavaliers. Tip-off is set for 7:30, preheat 6:15.
You know we got to get our hockey guy on at some point.
Ooh, the Hockey Hornet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I was texting with him last night. We'll get him on.
Okay.
We'll get him on. We will, we'll get him on at some point this week for sure. The Marlins, they're going for the sweep today.
Ooh.
Sandy Alcantara on the hill. He's going into Sandy mode at 110.
You know what's crazy? They've been playing good.
Mm-hmm.
And we got questions about Sandy right now, which is what we never thought this season would be at to this point.
I think the thing that's crazy, Leroy, again, the thing that's the biggest surprise, this team can hit. Like, they're second in the league in hits. They put up runs.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Augustin Ramirez, 3-for-3, his second MLB game. Now, I don't understand why he's not playing today. I know catcher, put him at the DH. You ride the hot hand. This guy is killing it right now.
Like, don't
give
you
him
hate
some ABs, dude.
No, I have not, for the life of me, figured out when a guy is hitting and he's seeing the ball well and he's making good contact, does it matter whether it's a lefty or a righty?
Well,
can we stop with that?
I think this is just a catcher thing because they don't want day game after night. But what, you got DH? This is not 2004.
Stop overcoaching.
You put him in there. Now they got Mervis at DH today, but I don't know. I just want to see.
Hey,
now damn, I'm missing choice, Sandy for you guys.
If I had my choice, I'd go with Eminem. I'm just saying.
This was he's putting up. I think they said he's the first Marlin to ever start his career with 5 hits in 2 games.
Wow,
pretty crazy. So they get going today. We'll get into a lot more stuff. We'll look over the playoff picture and all that. But we got to take a break. We're gonna flip Cat Talk in 15 minutes of heat.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Road to repeat. So we'll get to the road to repeat. We'll hear a little bit from Matthew Tkachuk after last night's win. Eric Reed going to join us at the bottom of this hour. Take a break. Back after this.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. It's A. Retro.
Growing
the Panthers
on
are not a throwback team. I know. That's what it does grow on you, doesn't it?
Grows. I went yesterday. Publix had a special going on. They had all three of our Fit My Faves right now. They got the Playa, they got the Retro, and they got the lemonade, watermelon lemonade. Those are the ones right now, Leroy. That is the starting rotation. So your Cats win last night 6-2 and take a 1-0 series lead on Tampa Bay. I mean, just absolutely throttled them last night. It was a fun watch. The thing that's exciting about it, Matthew Tkachuk in his return. We had questions. Hey, was he coming back? They kept it close to the vest, Leroy, basically all the way up until puck drop, and then they activate him off the IR, and he was getting right back into antics. I mean, bothering the holy hell out of it.
You know, the other team is miserable. When Tkachuk smiled the whole game. So, the whole game. He was up to shenanigans.
He's a menace. He's an absolute menace. Let's hear a little bit from him. This was Matthew Tkachuk, who talked about, you know, some hard days trying to come back from the injury. Of course, got hurt in the Four Nations tournament. Tried to play in that final for Team USA. He wasn't able to, really, and was lost for the rest of the regular season. This was Matthew Tkachuk on the hard days it took to come back from injury.
Yeah, for sure. The last 2 months, I mean, even, you know, however many days ago, like, absolutely. So just super grateful to be back out. And just, you know, I've got a ton of people to thank for getting me ready to play in playoffs. So it's pretty self-explanatory. And it's nice going out there and playing for them. And just, yeah, I've got a great support, you know, at the rink, at home, everywhere. So everybody was really positive around me, even when I might have not had my most positive days. So it's just great to be back out there and have a ton of people to thank.
Yeah, that's good. Wow.
You know what that is?
What is that? What is that, Vlad?
You know when teams have to make a trade to add a player, you know, to a during the trade deadline or to add a player down the stretch? You got to move people. You got to, like, give up assets. The Panthers are the only team to get a great player coming back after 25 games. And it feels like a major transaction was just made. And he comes in and gives you two goals. Come on, man.
Like, it had to be infuriating. And by the way, like, I didn't listen to the national broadcast yesterday, but I flipped over there for intermissions. And PK Subban and Messier aren't too bad, but man, from what the clips on that broadcast and what people are saying on Twitter, God, the national media hates the Panthers. I mean, they are so sick of them, and they're so sick of them that they're rooting for Tampa. So, like, but that just lets you know where we're at right now.
It's a weird thing. I think, to be honest with you, they fear the Panthers more than Tampa. So they root for Tampa because that gives them a better chance for their beloved northern teams to win.
It was so annoying, too, because, like, they'll go over for intermission at one point, and, like, they broke into live coverage of overtime. And I'm like, you have this on your other channel. Where's my Panthers breakdown? You show me more Canadian hockey?
You're getting mad because they didn't give you a Panthers breakdown? You know what the breakdown. You know what the breakdown
they broke
was.
Down. I was at the second period. I wanted to have a Panthers. I was like, yeah, let me hear. What do you got to say about the Panthers now, huh?
What do you got to say? You know what? They probably sat in that room and go, this one's done. what else we got on the docket.
Totally fair. Like, it was you like, know what I mean? That, even Paul Maurice was like yesterday, he's like, I don't know what to take of this game. I mean, it was over. Like, you can't even assess a game like this. He's like, there was no danger. I was like, ooh, that's almost worse though. When you're like, there's and
false sense of security.
I mean, how bad was that challenge that they threw up there? I'm like, you smell that? Reeks of desperation. Like, no chance of that thing being overturned. And then you just throw it right. It's like, I know this isn't going to get overturned. And then, hey, by the way, you guys get to go right back to the power play. Good job. You know, great coaching. Right. Great job. Great job. Good job, Bolts.
Right. I love the what was it? The gold they thought they had, and everybody started cheering and the horn went off.
What was that? What was that game op snafu?
And wait. The ref goes, mm-mm.
Nice try. Mm-mm. Nice try, game ops. Vlad, you got Kachuk's, you got his first goal from yesterday. This was Doug Plagans on the call yesterday. Matthew Kachuk, welcome back to the Cats.
Panthers cruise in here along the near side. Barkov, Reinhardt in front, a chance, and they score. And it's Matthew Kachuk on the power play. 4-1 Panthers. Welcome back to the lineup, Matthew Kachuk. And the Panthers now lead by a trio. They make the Lightning pay.
And Maurice was saying, like, look, you're on your way back, but the thing that's impressive about Kachuk is, like, those hands, they don't leave.
Right.
Like, the way he can handle with that stick, very, very impressive. And here was Kachuk's second goal to put the Cats up 5-1 and really just end this puppy in the second.
Samuskevich down for Barkov, right circle, along the goal line to the front of the net. It's loose. Kachuk with it, a shot, and he scores! Matthew Kachuk put it to the net. That one took a bounce over the line, and the Panthers take a 5-1 lead. Another power play goal, and two in the game for Matthew Kachuk.
Got to tell you, for a second there, it almost sounded like they were home.
Oh, hey, it was funny because I was watching with Tommy last night, right? And we're watching the anthem, and he's like, are they going to say red? I said, no, they're in Tampa. They're not going to say that. And I'll be damned. I heard that anthem going on, and I heard a big
red.
I was like, a lot of Panther fans there. Oh,
dude.
There were a lot of Panther fans out there in Tampa because listening to the game.
During the course of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I struggled. I'm like, wait a minute.
Where are
they playing?
That was something, man. So, shout out to the Cats. 6-2 win last night. We'll take a break. Miami Heat, task at hand. They got to even up this series at 1-1 tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The voice of your Miami Heat, Eric Reed. He's going to join us next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Expect to be joined here in a couple minutes by Eric Reed. Of course, you can watch Eric Reed tonight on FanDuel Sports Sun. 7 o'clock is when their coverage begins. Yes, Vlad.
Definitely watch this because these are the last games that you will be able to hear Eric Reed announce playoff games start because this is the last season that the first round will be allowed to be broadcast by the local networks.
Is that they're getting rid of that, Vlad?
Yeah, next year with that new effing deal, there's no more first round for the local teams. Everything will all be nationally broadcast.
They want everything.
They want everything.
They want all eyes on us.
Dude, you know how that hurts as a Knicks fan? I'm gonna be able to hear Clyde. That hurts,
but you get Breen basically on every call.
But, but it's still Clyde. I need to hear the rhymes.
You gotta keep it down the line.
I need to hear the rhymes. He's percolating. You know, he's Herculating. Like, I need to hear all of that, you know.
I didn't know that, Vlad. I didn't know that was going on. That sucks.
Yeah, so Eric Reed's last playoff.
In fairness to all these companies, you can't have it both ways. You can't have all the money and not let them do whatever they can to try to get some of that back.
By the way, before Eric hops on here, some news from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. The Heat's Bam Adebayo has been selected as one of five finalists for the 2024-25 NBA Social Justice Champion Award. The recipient of the annual award receives the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Trophy, which recognizes current and NBA player for pursuing social justice and advancing Abdul-Jabbar's life mission to engage, empower, and drive equality for individuals and groups who have been historically disadvantaged. So congrats to Bam.
That man was the OG. I remember when one of the things that I would talk about with Jim Brown was about what it was like, you know, early on in his career. And, you know, he was a part of that group of men that you know, stood in front and had the press conference with about the social issues. And he would always say nothing but positive things about, you know, what was going on and the stand that all these guys took. And you pretty much know him by name now, you know, when you think of Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown and you think of Kareem and you think of what they did in a time where what they were doing wasn't popular. You know, now, you know, people look forward to athletes kind of making these statements on social issues. Before, they just wanted them to shut up and play basketball or whatever they did. So, yeah, it would be a cool thing to be associated with something like that, especially for people who are old enough to understand that collection of athletes that were at the forefront of all this.
Yeah, and then I think one of the things that's cool about Bam, he's done such a great job since coming to Miami. I think Udonis has had a big influence, and Zoe's had a big influence on this with him. Is he's out in the community doing a lot of that stuff. There's a lot
think
of stuff
about this
for single mothers, obviously, is a thing that's close to his heart. So just a good dude. Like, right. So I'm happy for Bam to get nominated for something like this.
Think about this. We gave side-eye, but he was already mentioned in these words when we interviewed Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about Bam at a very early age, saying Bam was going to be the next face of this organization.
Yeah, he said that after his rookie year.
Right. So this, I think, for people around the Heat organization, is not a surprise. Maybe to hear those words from Zoe at such an early age, speaking about Bam, that maybe caught us off guard a little bit.
Well, one man who I'm sure is also not surprised is the great Eric Reed joining us here on the program. We got game two tonight, Cleveland and Miami. Miami looking to even up this thing at 1-1. Eric joining us here on the show. Thanks for the time, Eric. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, my pleasure. Sorry I'm a few minutes late. I was waiting for you guys to call me. I forgot I had to jump on this link here.
You're never late. You're never late. Don't worry about it.
Hey, so, guys, great to be with you. Listen, tonight, I just want to start with this. The game is being televised by NBA TV, and that's blacked out in our market. So if you don't have FanDuel Sports Network, find a way to get it so you can watch game two. It's the only place to see it in South Florida tonight.
There you go. We gotta get on this. This is obviously a big one, Eric. And Tyler was talking about this yesterday, that Spo's typically very good in game twos that he needs to make adjustments to. So I guess from the vibes of practice yesterday, what was the theme that everybody was feeling going into this one that they obviously is going to be critical if they want to get back in the series?
They got to play a lot better in game two. Listen, this is a high-quality opponent. They had the second-best record in the league for a reason. You saw those reasons the other night. You know, that was an average game for them. They led the league at 122 points per game. They got 121. Here's what bothered me about game one. That they made 18 threes. The Heat's record this year when they give up that many threes is awful. They only turned it over eight times. So it's got to start with much better defense. You can't give up 85 points to those three guys again. Ty Jerome was the X factor of game one. Whoever thought that you'd get that out of him in his first ever playoff game, a 16-point fourth quarter. But I think what bothered Spo and the team most is the effort, the energy level. They got beat on the 50-50 balls. They got beat on the hustle plays. They seem to be sort of a half step slow, you know, all night long. And they've got to win those battles. And they got to keep Jared Allen, especially, and Evan Mobley off the offensive glass. That would improve their defense immensely. So, and here's the other thing. Tyler Hero, you know, listen, the guy has been great this year. He was incredible in the play-in. You've got to carry that over into this series. He's only had one career game in the playoffs of 30-plus points. That was his 37 in the bubble in the conference finals against the Celtics. It's a lot to ask. I understand that because Cleveland's a very good defensive team. I personally feel that Hero's got to get 30 or more for the Heat to have a chance to win any of these games. He had 17 in the first half. He and Wiggins both were held to 4 second-half points. So they're your top two scorers. You can't get 8 points in a half on 3-for-10 shooting from those two guys. Hero did not even attempt a 3 in the second half. Now, they've got to find better ways to get Hero activated offensively and find a way to help him on the defensive end. Cleveland clearly targeted him, involved him in, I think, 36 pick-and-rolls. So there's a lot to work on. And you got to expect that. You're going against the second best team in basketball right now.
Eric, with the size that they have, and like you said, they crash in the offensive boards and getting a lot of offensive rebounds. I mean, is it time for Kalel to, like, yeah, you're very athletic. You're a very athletic big. You got to compete with these guys. You can't let them push you around because it seemed like there was a lot of times where he was there and they just kind of like, punked him almost and just got him out of the way and had their way with him.
He was kind of lost, Leroy, in that game. Somewhat typical of a rookie in his first playoff game. He only played once against the Cavaliers in the regular season. It's a different level of intensity and energy, and he needs to play a much better game. He did have the two early blocks. I think he only played 7 second-half minutes. He was under 20 minutes for the game. Clearly, the Heat need more from Kalel and others. I thought Bam and Davion both had representative game ones, but it's going to take great effort. Listen, just like the effort we saw in game 2 at Boston, nobody gave the Heat a chance last year in that first round. It was only one of 3 Celtic losses en route to their championship last year. So, yes, it's possible. You got to go back to 2021, the first round sweep by the Bucks over the Heat. That's the last time the Heat fell behind 2-0 in a series. So it hasn't happened in a while. Hopefully they can avoid that tonight. But it's going to take, you know, an outstanding effort on both ends of the floor. Talked to Spo a little bit about the defense yesterday, the game one defense. He said they were only in zone about 15 possessions. He didn't think it was good enough. So the defense clearly has to be better. You can't allow them to play that free and easy, you know, shooting right. 51% and only 8 turnovers. They showed you why they're the best team in the East, at least during the regular season. The diversification of their offensive portfolio. I mean, 18 threes, they were equally effective in the paint. They got whatever they needed to get in game one, and the Heat cannot let it be, you know, come that fluidly and easily for them.
Eric, before he got hurt against that big Bulls game, Pelle Larsen was playing really well for Miami. You think there's any shot that we see anything of him just because of what he can do to harass guards? He's a rookie, so it's a lot to ask. Hey, you change the things, but is there any chance that we could see maybe a couple minutes out of him if things get off to a slow start?
Tobin, you weren't bugging our production meeting a half hour ago, were you? We were talking about that. Spo was asked about that after the practice yesterday. Listen, everything's on the table. I think, I don't know if it's going to be tonight. I think during this series, Niko Jovic and Pelle Larsen are going to get a chance to try to impact this thing and help the Heat. Hard for Jovic. Listen, he's hasn't played a regular season game since late February, played a minute 23 of the last game and looked predictably rusty. But his size and his skill could be helpful. And Pelle Larsen, just the energy and the spark he brings and the defense he plays, I could see Larsen getting some daylight, maybe even tonight. So that is clearly possible. And for them, listen, if Ty Jerome had 28 points off the bench, they only had one other guy score off their bench, Sam Merrill, who, you know, had a Merrill had 6 points in the game. DeAndre Hunter didn't score. So, listen, one thing we've learned over these 26 playoff journeys for the Heat is one game has nothing to do with the next. So we'll see what storylines emerge from game two. But the Heat have a lot of work to do on both ends of the court. But they're an undaunted underdog. They're eager to take another shot tonight at getting a road win in this series.
Eric, you mentioned Andrew Wiggins a little bit, but I'm curious, what's been your assessment of him? Because, you know, he had missed so many games. There are quarters I watch this guy, and I'm like, he looks like the greatest basketball player in the league. And then, like, it seems like he floats out, and then it's like you don't hear from him again. So just what do you think of his Heat tenure so far, and what do you think they need more from him? Just aside from the score, is there an intensity that they need from him or any ways that they could just keep him involved throughout the game?
You know, Tobin, it's interesting when you study Wiggins, who's such a solid, consistent guy. But, you know, with Golden State, for so much of his stay there, he was the third option where his offense wasn't relied on. It was sort of a luxury item for them and clearly helped them. He was an excellent number three offensive option behind Steph and Clay for a lot of good Warriors teams. You know, he's more important to the Heat than that. But I've liked him. I think the only knock is that he missed 14 regular season games after joining the Heat, and Miami lost 8 of those games. Just think, you know, if they could have won 4 of them, they might not have been in the play-in. So they need Wiggins to just be himself. Listen, he was great defensively in the 2 play-in games, had 20 points in both of those games. He's got to have games like that in this series, and clearly the Heat need him on both ends. They need his defense, and I think they need him to get his 19 to 22 points a night in this series.
Is this one of those situations where you have to really fight to be different than the guy you were on the last team? Because, again, sometimes, like you said, he plays as if he is that third option and that I'll just get it when I get it. Instead of being that scorer that he can be and realize that, hey, next to Tyler, you're it. You're the next guy. We need you to be that dude all the time, not just picking and choosing. It seems like he's kind of playing that type of basketball he played when he was with the Warriors, and that he pick his spots. He, you know, they'd give him his opportunity, set plays for him or whatever. He needs to be more than that right now.
He was in the 2 play-in games, Leroy.
Right.
Listen, don't judge him off the last game. That was not an acceptable game for him. He only got 11 shots in 38 minutes. Clearly, he and Hero need to be more involved and more productive offensively. Or, you know, you can't score 100. Listen, you score under 110, you're not beating Cleveland. As a matter of fact, you're not. The Heat average, you know, a little under 111 a game. That was 24th out of 30 teams in the league. You know, what used to be great is now, you know, near the bottom. So to beat Cleveland, you're going to have to score between 115 and 120 points. You do the math. You can't get 8 points in a second half from Tyler and from Wiggins. I mean, but here's where you got to give the Heat need to respond. But you also need to give Cleveland some credit and respect. While they were one of the best offensive teams in the league, first in scoring, second in field goal percentage, second in three-point percentage, they were also top three in field goal percentage defense. It's one of the reasons why they are a championship contending team. I mean, if you want to pick 3 teams right now that have the best shot to win the championship this year, it's Oklahoma City and then Cleveland and Boston, however you want to rank them. So let's understand and respect the quality of the opponent the Heat are facing right now. That's the problem with, I think the Heat changed a lot of the narrative about the season, the disappointing season they just had, by winning 8 of the last 12 in the regular season, and then the 2 back-to-back road wins in the play-in. It changed the feeling. Now you're in the playoffs, all that doesn't count anymore, and you've got to try to win some games in this series. But let's see how it plays out tonight. Got to have great offensive games from Tyler and Wiggins. And Bam, listen, Bam has put together a nice little streak. He's got 11 straight games in playoff competition of over 20 points. You guys started the segment. You I came in, you were talking about Bam. you know, as the years roll on, the numbers and his spot in Heat history gets stronger and better. He's now the number four scorer, the number four rebounder in Heat playoff history. And this surprised me a little bit. His 31 playoff double-doubles tied with LeBron James for the Heat franchise lead in 11 fewer playoff games. So those three guys have to lead, and they're going to need help. It's going to take a great cumulative, competitive team effort for Miami, not only to win the night, but to win it at all in this series.
Eric Reed, catch him tonight with John Crotty on FanDuel Sports Sun. 7:30 is your tip. They got your coverage starting at 7. Thanks for the time, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric.
Guys, thanks. Hey, we'll enjoy tonight. And then Leroy and Tobin, NFL draft tomorrow night.
I know you and Vlad got your attention on that Jets pick for sure. You guys are excited about it.
No, after the 7th, I'm sure if I'm excited about it, but after the 7th pick, I'll switch back to my friendly neighborhood playoff games.
There you go, Eric Reed. Catch him and John Cry tonight. We appreciate it, Eric. Thank you so much. As yes, we got a packed week ahead. I mean, between the NFL draft and the Panthers yesterday.
I wanted to ask him about, you know, how he, because he was around when, you know, Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown, when those guys were, you know, taking these social stands. And I always wonder how other people, you know, viewed that, you know, but you know, we got into the Heat. I wanted to ask him that because, you know, it is. Look, for people who understand what Bam is, you know, a finalist for, it is a big deal.
Yeah,
it really is. If you truly understand what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did early on in his career.
It's an awesome thing. And yeah, what Leroy's referring to, if you just hopped in, Bam's one of the five finalists in the NBA for the Social Justice Champion Award, which is named after Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So very awesome there. Appreciate Eric Reed stopping by. Yeah, we'll take a break.
I want that pullover.
That's a good pullover. That's good.
Hey, that pullover is nice.
We'll take a break. Our Tua. We'll get into the latest draft buzz that's around your Miami Dolphins right now, including a pretty surprising one. Somebody saying there could be a big drop that would really help the Miami Dolphins on their defensive line. I'll tell you about that coming up next.